Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
I'm Tom, and this is our unit on the environment. We're talking about a documentary film produced by a person by the name of Kip Anderson. It's entitled Cowspiracy. Is it the greatest threat to the Earth? We'll let you answer that question yourself, but we're talking about this documentary film. Kip Anderson, I guess you could say, is an environmental activist or an environmentalist. He's from California. I think he lives in San Francisco, which is where a lot of environmentalists hang out these days. Mm. And he produced this film. He was influenced by the Al Gore movie, An Inconvenient Truth, about global warming and stuff like that. And he's come out with his own documentary about animal agriculture, in which he believes that animal agriculture is also destroying the Earth in a lot of ways.
Yeah, his documentary is called Cowspiracy, The Sustainability Secret. That's the actual name of that film he made and produced. So maybe you can get it out there. I don't know if it'll be in regular theaters or if you have to see it perhaps, you know, through a streaming site or buy it somewhere. Or maybe it's on a particular TV channel, I don't know, but it's called Cowspiracy, The Sustainability Secret. In day one, of course, we talked about how he read a UN report that had a lot of statistics and data that scared him, that even appalled him, because he felt like, wow, we don't realize how much water and land is being used in animal agriculture. Remember, animal agriculture is the raising of livestock, and they don't just need water and food to eat. We also have to maybe have more land where we have to grow crops to produce their food, right?
Yeah.
Before they're killed for our food. But they also use a lot of water. So in day two, we're going to go ahead and continue talking about how much of this information was devastating to him and what he's doing about it. So let's go ahead, as we always do. We're going to read through our article first, and then we'll be back to highlight some of these terms. Anderson was unable to find much information about the devastation caused by animal agriculture on the websites of many environmental organizations such as Greenpeace. Furthermore, these organizations either disagreed wholly or partly with his findings, or refused to even meet with him. This is where the conspiracy part of Cowspiracy becomes clear. Anderson came to believe that the organizations were unwilling to face the problem that was causing more destruction than burning fossil fuels. The documentary suggests that, in part, this is due to the fact that convincing people to recycle or save water is a lot easier than getting them to give up meat. However, Cowspiracy also highlights the fact that businesses and special interest groups have the power to make sure agriculture is protected from both criticism and legislation that might eat into its profits. What's more, Anderson learns of environmental activists in Brazil who were killed when they tried to take on the industry. He also loses his financial backer for Cowspiracy, who pulls out because of the film's controversial subject matter. Anderson also explores the concept of backyard farms, which are more environmentally sustainable. However, there is simply just not enough land in the world for everyone to feed themselves this way while still eating meat. In the end, Anderson decides he has no alternative but to become a vegan. It takes less land, less water, and less energy to grow plants than it does to raise animals to provide meat and dairy products. Given the world's rapidly rising population, the documentary suggests that going vegan is the only way we will be able to feed the human race without completely destroying our fragile environment.
Okay, let's talk about the contents of today's lesson right now. Okay, everybody, pay attention. Now, again, this is mainly about a film by Kip Anderson, an environmentalist. He saw An Inconvenient Truth, so he made his own documentary film entitled Cowspiracy, The Sustainability Secret. So let's talk about today's lesson. And we're talking about the effect of animal agriculture on the world. Now, Anderson was unable to find much information about the devastation caused by animal agriculture on the websites of many environmental organizations, such as Greenpeace, which is kind of surprising. You would think Greenpeace would be into something like this, would have some information about this, but I guess animal agriculture is just something that not a lot of people pay attention to. I guess we kind of just take our food for granted, you know? Oh, where's the food? We just go down to the market. There
the
you go.
Store.
You got it right there. Who cares where it came from? He's talking about the devastation caused by animal agriculture, and here, devastation just refers to large destruction or ruin of something. We could say that sometimes a city might be devastated by an earthquake. Or maybe a man might be devastated when his wife tells him that she wants a divorce.
Ow.
Oh, I'm devastated. I'm emotionally ruined. How am I going to go on with my life? And so here, of course, you couldn't find much information about that devastation on these websites. Of course, a website is a place on the internet where you can get someone's information.
Yeah. Well, that was sort of surprising, especially because Greenpeace is all about the environment. So he was disappointed, I'm sure, to find out that they didn't have more information. He, of course, then had to go and do his own research. Now, furthermore, it says these organizations either disagreed wholly or partly with his findings, or refused to even meet with him. Sounds like they didn't take him very seriously. If you disagree wholly, wholly is sort of an interesting word. It kind of sounds like we're pronouncing the word holy, H-O-L-Y, which means very sacred, but we're not. This is a completely different word with the same pronunciation, though. So be careful. It just means completely or entirely. So they either disagreed with him completely or partly or a little bit with his findings. Your findings are what you conclude from the research, the data that you find. So sometimes you can have the same data and reach different conclusions. They didn't really like, disagree partly or wholly or completely with his findings. Some of these groups, these environmental groups, who were supposed to be pro-environment, they refused to even meet with him. So I think that says a little bit about him, too. I'd like to do more research about him. This is where his whole philosophy or idea about the conspiracy comes into being. You could say this is why he thinks it's a conspiracy.
That's right. When they don't agree with his findings or they refuse to meet with him, he thinks, something must be going on. They're afraid of something.
Yeah, they must be afraid of meeting with me.
Right. So this is where he brings in conspiracy here when they're actually doing this on purpose. And Anderson came to believe that the organizations were unwilling to face the problem that was causing more destruction than burning fossil fuels. So this is his result here. He came to this conclusion. He came to believe these organizations like Greenpeace or other environmental organizations did not want to face this problem that animal agriculture was causing more destruction than burning fossil fuels. I think those particular organizations do want to focus on the burning of fossil fuels. We need to switch to more environmentally friendly energy alternatives like wind power, solar power, and stuff like that. They're more focused on that, and they're not so much concerned about the destruction of the environment from animal agriculture. Their animal agriculture, yeah, okay, whatever, but we just want to build some windmills.
Now, let's go down to the second paragraph here. It says, the documentary suggests that, in part, this is due to the fact that convincing people to do things like recycle or save water is so much easier than getting them to give up their precious meat. Meat is pretty popular to a lot of people. It tastes really good to a lot of folks who like to eat meat. Now, if you convince someone of something, it means you give them some good reasons to change their mind or to do something that you want them to do. So you're capable of actually causing them to believe something is real or true. You're persuading them. You're convincing them. So he decided, well, you know what? It might be just because they like meat. They like to eat steak, or they like to eat their pork chop or something.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the data is fairly new on environmental destruction, animal agriculture. So a lot of people just simply won't believe it. How can eating a steak harm the environment? You're full of it. Get out of here. We don't want to talk to you. You're a pinko. You're a communist. Just get out of my face. However, Conspiracy, or this film's Cowspiracy,
yeah,
I should say, also highlights the fact that businesses and special interest groups have the power to make sure agriculture is protected from both criticism and legislation that might eat into its profits. Okay, so that's where the conspiracy comes into it. We've got businesses and special interest groups working together to make sure people don't know this information. Okay, that's what a conspiracy is. This movie highlights this fact. To highlight means to emphasize this or to make sure that you notice this. It's saying that, yeah, these businesses and these special interest groups just want to make sure that agriculture is protected. So, yeah, stay away from them or else you're going to regret it.
Yeah, what he's talking about are special interest groups that their full-time job is to protect certain industries in whatever country you're in, because a lot of people work in those industries, and they're protecting those people's jobs, and also the businesses make profits, of course, from the work that they do. So they have the power to make sure agriculture is protected from both criticism and legislation, which is passed in your Congress or your legislative yuan. Here it would be a legislative yuan in Taiwan, that might eat into profits of those businesses. Criticism is when you express disapproval of something or someone and you tell them about the mistakes they're making or the faults that they have. The verb form of this word is to criticize. So criticism is when you criticize somebody for doing something you think is wrong. So these special interest groups are able to protect these businesses that are in the business of agriculture and also just producing meat. So that's something he thinks is happening. Now, if you eat into something or eat into profits in particular, it says you start to take away some of those profits. So he thinks that they're trying to protect themselves, which is understandable, which is what businesses are trying to do. They're trying to make a profit. Right now, guys, it's about time to take a break. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher who will explain some of these terms a little bit more in Chinese, and then we'll be back.
Hi, my name is Jenny. 今天我们要来继续看第16单元，谈到 Cowspiracy。原来畜牧业对我们环境的冲击影响是蛮大的。它有什么样的迫害呢？ Anderson 他有新发现，这些发现其实并不是大家都能接受。像文章的这一边就提到了，有很多人不以为然，而且呢，甚至于连他都不愿意见。意思就是说不相信他所做的这些记录，或者是不愿意面对这个真相。那我们来看这篇文章有一些句构，这边要特别提醒大家的。以这段来说呢，他们不愿意跟 Anderson 见面，后面接着 This is where the conspiracy part of conspiracy becomes clear。 看到这一句哦，这个 this is 加一个 where 的子句，像这种句型就是有一点要强调这就是。有时候你不一定用 this， 有时候你看到的是 that is， 然后后面呢你可能会写 when， where， why， how， what， 这样的子句接下来那就是点点点。这一句在这里，这就是这个 conspiracy 变得很清楚的地方。我们知道它清楚在哪里，因为它的确是一个 conspiracy。 好，我们来看看下面这一段，继续说明这个纪录片它其实呢，当然在某一些程度上就暗指了，如果叫大家去做回收到达省水还好，可是如果你要大家不要吃肉，可能大家都办不到。那这句话里面，这里有一个句构提到说The documentary suggests that 暗示出来 This is due to the fact that The fact that 我们看到这三个字连在一起哦，在句型上 That 子句 常常是名词子句，可是名词子句如果它用在 the fact 后面的话，这是所谓的同位语哦，其实就是等同说你这个 that 名词子句讲的东西，也就是这个事实，所以事实就是后面这个 that 子句的内容。所以在英文上，我们 that 引导出来的名词子句，它其实有几个用法，大家比较熟悉的可能是当主词啦，当受词啦，甚至当补语啦，不过名词子句是可以当作同位语的。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about Kip Anderson and his film Cowspiracy. Is it the greatest threat to the earth? He's talking about agriculture, especially animal agriculture, the raising of crops and stuff to feed the animals to produce meat and stuff like that. So again, let's continue here about his findings here. Where we left off here, it says, what's more, Anderson learns of environmental activists in Brazil who were killed when they tried to take on the industry. Now remember, this is all about him discovering that there's some kind of conspiracy going on. We've got businesses and interest groups making sure that agriculture is protected from criticism and is protected from legislation that will eat into its profits. So down in Brazil there, we've got some environmental activists. Well, they were actually killed when they tried to take on the agriculture industry. If you take someone on or take something on, you try to fight them, basically. But in any case here, that's not what happened to these activists here. They were killed because they tried to challenge the industry.
Yeah, that's another really good word for that verb phrase, take on, to challenge someone or somebody. Well, horribly, they were killed. We don't know if that's the real reason, but I wouldn't be too surprised. A lot of times we find that when journalists take on the mob, you know, these people who are doing illegal things, they're often killed. Or if they're in a country where the politicians are corrupt and they take them on to try to prove that they're doing things that are wrong, they often end up dead as well. So I wouldn't be surprised. I need to learn more about this, of course. He also, unfortunately, loses his financial backer for his documentary Cowspiracy. Usually when these films are made, especially by private people, not by movie studios, they need people who will give them money. And that's what a backer is. A financial backer actually gives you money to produce something that's important to you. Maybe you're making a new product, you're starting a new business. You need people to invest in you. And he lost his investors because his backer pulled out, which means he said, hey, I'm not going to be involved anymore because your film is too controversial. And this is one of our vocabulary words. It means something that is hotly debated. People have very strong opinions about this particular topic. They'll either be on one side or the other.
Like cross-strait relations here in Taiwan is very controversial. My goodness, normally pretty calm and civilized Chinese people in Taiwan can turn into big monsters.
Yelling. And
when they're discussing this particular topic is very controversial. So, yes, indeed, this particular film is controversial. So, of course, the backer or the sponsor backed out. They pulled out. They did not want to be associated with this. They probably would have lost profits as a result. Now, moving on to the next paragraph here, it says, Anderson also explores the concept of backyard farms, which are more environmentally sustainable. So he explores this concept, which means he talks about it. He kind of mentions some ideas about it, and he sort of imagines what could happen with this concept himself. Well, he explores it. You know, he kind of lets us know some things about it and maybe lets us do our own thinking. The concept here is just an abstract idea.
Right. So he is trying to, you know, look into different options, you could say, right? If you explore different options, explore different concepts. Well, however, it says in the next sentence, there is simply just not enough land in the world for everyone to feed themselves this way. Let's just talk about how hard it would be for everyone to have a backyard farm. Not everybody even has a backyard, so that would be very difficult. And, of course, some of these animals need more room than just a tiny, tiny little backyard that maybe some of us could afford to have. I can't afford a backyard. I don't have enough money to buy a house with a backyard. So he says there's just not enough land in the world for everyone to do this. While still eating meat, we just don't have enough land. So in the end, what does Kip Anderson decide to do? Well, he decides, well, I want to do my part to help save the planet. So he decides he has no alternative. An alternative is a different choice, a different option. He has no alternative but to become a vegan. A vegan is someone who eats no products that come from animals, even eggs. Eggs are off limits, or even milk or cheese.
Dairy, eggs.
Yeah, vegetarians can eat things if you don't kill the animal, right?
Yeah, and there are even fruitarians who believe you shouldn't kill the plant itself either. But he said that he had no alternative or no choice. I got to become a vegan. As you said, some vegetarians do use dairy products, but that does involve the confinement of an animal. So he thinks that's no good. He probably doesn't use any leather products either.
Right.
It sounds reasonable if you want to try to use less resources, although asking everybody in the world to become vegans would be quite difficult to do. Most people would probably say, no, I just love my gongbao jiding too much. I've got to have my steak. Now, it takes less land, less water, and less energy to grow plants than it does to raise animals to provide meat and dairy products. That's one reason why people are vegans as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is all pretty much backed up by scientific evidence. It just makes sense here. If you just grow plants and eat those or eat lower on the food chain, indeed, you are using fewer resources. But how much you're using or how much less you're using is where the controversy comes in.
Well, here's the next sentence. Given the world's rapidly rising population, the documentary suggests that going vegan is the only way to go. Now, given this, comma, what follows is also true. So how this works in a sentence structure, it just means you give a statement in the first half of the sentence, and then what results from that is what follows. So if you agree with the statement that given the world's rapidly rising population, if you believe that our population is rapidly rising, then it only makes sense that we should go vegan to sustain our planet's resources, to keep more water, you know, with us, and to actually reduce our deforestation of the forests here on the Earth as well. So given this, then we should do this. So it's a way to build a structure of a sentence that's very useful when you're trying to convince someone of your opinion.
Right, given, or when we consider that the world's population is going up, well, this documentary will give us the suggestion of going vegan. He seems to think that's the only way to go. To me, that seems a little bit extreme here. Of course, we probably need something like that to clean up the earth, but most people are not going to accept that so soon. Veganism still sounds like something that spoiled rich kids hippies do.
I don't think it's just not being able to eat meat or animal products, though. You would be destroying a lot of people's livelihoods.
Yeah, there's economics.
Yeah, a lot of people work in these industries, and I care about that.
Or maybe you could create new industries. Who knows? This is a subject.
Take a while, yeah.
Yeah, you need to explore it and do some research and stuff like that. But he thinks that this is the only way that we can feed everybody without completely destroying our fragile environment. To destroy just means to totally get rid of something, to end the existence of something. Your country will be totally destroyed if you don't do what we say. And, of course, fragile just means easily broken or damaged. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
我们继续来看 Carlsbergs 说的这个阴谋论，大家 为什么不能够相信他？他要怎么说服别人呢？不过这边有一些状况是原来没有想到的，比如说下面这里讲到 what's more 也是一样，这个承接就是之前说的，下面又再加上一点。此外怎么样？他知道有一位之前他想要在巴西跟畜牧业对抗的时候，这个激进的环保人士被杀害了，所以这种种的情况之下，其实呢对他来说非常的不利。那我们来看下面这一段，他提到 Anderson 他有什么样的做法是我们以后也许可以借鉴或者是利用这个方式来解决这个问题的。这边提到一个词汇叫 backyard farms， 就是后院的农场，这样子的概念。那我们提到这样子的概念的时候，注意到逗点，然后写 which are more environmentally sustainable。当然这个 which 指的就是 backyard farms， 这种概念好像是环境永续的观念来说是比较有用的。接下来它又有来一个转折词 however， 这样的观念是很好，不过语义的转成告诉我们大家，如果大家在吃肉的时候，世界上是没有办法有足够的土地然后让大家用这种 backyard farms 的概念来养活自己。换句话说，观念好是好，可是实际上有没有办法解决我们目前的问题，可能还是个问号。那我们再来看下面，他又有一个结论哦。Anderson 呢，他觉得说 he has no alternative but to become a vegan， 他为了要彻底执行，他成了一个吃素的人。那这里有一个片语就是 has no alternative but to， 我们常常在英文里面提到不得不， alternative 也可以改成 choice， have no choice but to， 记得哦，是不定词片语哦。那其他另外比较常见的片语是 can't help but， can't help but 它也是不得不，但是它后面就要接原形动词。还有一个很相近的片语是 can't help， can't help 这个意思当然也很接近，可是它后面要接的是动名词 V-I-N-G， 像你常常说 I can't help crying， 哎，忍不住就要哭出来，那个忍不住的含义。所以因为这些片语本身有一些相近的地方，所以有时候大家要想一想到底怎么用才对。好，再回过头来看这个片语，记得哦， have no alternative but 是加不定词的 to。 最后呢再来看一个，哎，这里有一个片语是 given the world's rapidly rising population， 当我们考虑到说世界人口是快速增加，那我们是不是应该可以说不要破坏的环境然后吃素来解决这个问题呢？好了， given 这个地方它事实上常常后面就是加一个名词，或者是 given that 加子句也可以，但是它的含义上就是考虑到 considering， 考虑到这个情况之下会有什么样的做法，注意到这个句型。好，我们今天的讲解到此结束，我们下次见。
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you'll come back soon for English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.